Blog Talk Radio.
You were a wild one. This is Jethro Smith, the founder of this wild show. All of you guys tuning in to 773-897-6461. It is Friday, and we're going to have some fun. I have a lot of you asking me, what is going on with your telephone, Jethro? What's happening is that you guys that are calling in are able to listen in iTunes or also on Blog Talk Radio. So if you prefer to have the reading, go ahead and call the 773-897-6461, and we'll go ahead and go. If you just want to listen in, go ahead and just tune into that link that you have there. And yes, Eric, we do have the wildest one that you want to hear. We have a lot of fans today calling in, and this is going to be a great time. Eric's a fan of ours, and Eric, you got to wait a minute here. Let me introduce her before you ask your questions. We have today the wonderful, phenomenal actor, producer, psychic medium, community activist. She's been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8. She has since worked on radio, TV, film. We love her and know her as our wonderful friend on Fridays. It's Patty Negri. Patty, how are you doing?
I am excellent. Happy Friday. It's a 3-day weekend for a whole lot of people. Not me, but I'm excited because I like working through the weekends anyway. And happy to be here. Good to see you, Jethro. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. It's going to be magic and wild. I can feel it. Did I just lose you? Oh, no.
They tried to grab me. Here we are.
Hold on. on, hold on. Don't go to the light. Don't go to the light.
It's Friday, you guys. You better be ready for those of you tuning in. Yes, Eric, it is Patty. Patty was voted number one psychic in the United States for 2015, 2014, 13. Patty, let them know. We're having people go, we love you, Patty. We think you're voted as the best person in the world. How did you get to be voted in the United States, the world psychic, because of your great abilities? Who voted you is what they're asking me.
Okay. It's an international contest, and anybody in the whole world can vote. So there's about 50 categories now: psychic and medium and physical medium and astrologer and animal communicator and Reiki master and on and on and on. So it's beautiful. People can nominate anyone. Nominate your favorite psychic. It's once a year, and then it's an international vote. So that's how, I guess, I guess people internationally voted for me. And this year, yeah, I got it in the world, which I'm just honored and I'm blown away. I don't even know how to react to it. But I got best psychic and medium in the world this year, tarot reader and magical practitioner. And I'm just honored. And I just try every day to live up to that. I really, really do.
And I got to say, Patty, as a person that's around this, involved, and have been nominated, Patty also gets it, and how is by her hard work. Patty is constantly reading individuals, helping people, doing the, for instance, you know, those of you who know, you get to hear her here, and then we have her on Wednesdays with another friend of ours, Janine. Patty, I think the reason that you're voted number one is there's not a bigger number to put you for all the hard work you do. And I think it's our way of saying you rock, and that's fans of Patty's. Those of you tune in, a lot of the individuals who wrote this in were people who'd had readings by Patty or knew of Patty as I have as a person outside of it. Patty's not only a capable medium, but she's very phenomenal, which you guys are good to hear today when we talk about magic. We're talking about goals this month. We're talking about putting it together. And we had some of you write in and say, we've got to hear this with Patty. Does Patty put goals together for her magic? I know it sounds silly, and please don't laugh at me. My name is Tina, and I am a friend of Jethro's. Yeah, I know you, Tina. And Tina's writing in from Florida here that she wants to know, Patty, do you put goals out for your magic? Like, let's say this year I'm going to be able to bring in money. Next year I'll be able to bring in money. And how's, is there kind of a goal setting on your lessons in magic, or do you keep that private and something you never can share?
Oh, no, very little in my world is private. I gave up on privacy years ago. No, I do put it out there. Because I think, number one, a spoken word is magic in itself. Thinking about something is great. Writing something is really, really great. Write things down, because there's power in the written word. But the spoken word has that pneuma behind it, that lifeblood. So yes, I do, whether it's my magic or my goals or whatever, and even doing magic itself, spell working, part of it is setting up the goals, what you're doing. Part of a spell working is, okay, what am I going to do and what am I going to create and what is it going to look like? And then I go into, you know, the creation of it, and then we do all the charging of it, and then the sending off of it. It goes in layers, just like goal setting.
I love that. And there you guys have it. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty. We've got Ryan in there going, Jethro, every time I listen into Fridays, I learn so much. My aunt had a shadow book, and for years it was the most funnest thing that I would go back and look at. My aunt's been gone 6 years. I got to tell you, Patty, it is real. I have been so impressed. And now listening to the show, because of you and Jethro, I'm starting my own shadow book. I just hope that my inheritors enjoy the book as much as I have my aunts. Well, thank you. I think that's a very good compliment. Am I correct, Patty? A shadow book is something that you write the things that you've done magically, and then you collect them. I'm going to have to be enlightened here on what a shadow book is.
A book of shadows is somebody's personal book, and it's forever you personally, but it is. You put your spell workings, either the ones you've gotten from somebody else and done, or ones you make up yourself. I write things I learn along the way. I work with sigils. It's almost like a magical diary, but you really are including it's like you're writing your own book of your magical workings, your belief systems, your knowledge. So yeah, it's beautiful. So you can either pass it down or however you choose to do it. And okay, here's how everything from a magical pie, like we were talking about last week, to the different spell workings and rituals. It's your own magical diary.
And we've got a lot of you writing in today. How do I get into the prizes? Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Everything found is around us. Visualize that's our wheel for this show and for things that we do. It has everybody's information. You can find out Patty's site, you know, pattynegri.com. You can find out how to contact Patty or me, Chris Intuitive. Jan Bach Drakey, any and all of the listeners in the that are here, please always go to there because that's where the prizes are given away. How do you get in? You go to the left side. It says contact us. You hit on that. It'll say where the prizes are, how to win prizes. Give us your information. We never share over the air. I've had quite a few of you worried. If I give you an alias, is that okay? Yes, you can put an alias in there, but you do. The others never shared with anybody other than our psychics gone wild. Let's say Patty wants to write an email. I will send that to her because Patty's secure enough that if she writes you, it's to let you know, hey, how you doing? She's making friends with you to make sure you got the best mediumship. But that's the only people that have it. I know a lot of you want to do that now because I've had you write in. You say, Jethro, I didn't realize. What did you think I was doing? Hanging on to your emails to send them out to the people that were selling cereal? What do you think? Well, so definitely go in and do that. And we've got some winners. We're giving away right now a prize tonight. We do it from Blue Moon Treasures. We want to thank you here in Florida. We have a couple of other sponsors tonight that are helping us, and I'll name those out. What this is you do that, and then later we will send you an email on our Psyche's Gone Wild rag. It's our newspaper. We have articles from different ones. We've taken pieces. Right now we've got a friend of mine, and Colette, I want to thank you for listening in tonight. She's now works for me and works for Psyche's Gone Wild. She will be collecting that data. So if you guys want to, this is something I want to tell all of you guys that are low, that our 800 number, call the 844-935-7200 and talk with Colette. Colette has everything down. She has the information of Patty. She can tell you the emails and how to contact Patty. She'll also give to you our references. If you're looking for a psychic, medium, magic, Patty's your girl. If you're looking for some of those other areas, she could be your girl. But if you're in California, definitely. So we give you three or four of our best of best. If you're looking for a totem reader, Jan Bach Drakey is going to step up. And you're looking for an animal reader, there we go. But what we want to do with you is we want to get you to where you need to be. And thus, calling in for that number, let us know there. We're giving away Psyche's Gone Wild. We'll be having a special Valentine show. It's on February 14th, which falls on a Saturday. I, Jethro, will do this. We need you to send and let us know about your favorite sweetheart. We have a lot of nominees, and we're keeping a collection. I and Colette and Kay, if you guys could hold me on Facebook, there's other friends helping. Send us these people you think are sweethearts. I will have a special show on Valentine's Day at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. So you got to see where you fall in that. And I will give out prizes to our sweethearts. And Margie, we already got to tease you. We saw that you came in tonight. We've got a sweetheart present for you. You don't have to listen to win your prize, but we are encouraging it. We're going to do some very beautiful poetry. And we're going to be doing some very positive music and just a good time for all of you. Those of you who called in, we'll get on the radio. Patty, what do you think about the fact that, you know, we talk about people as sweethearts. What would be something that you would nominate someone for doing that you feel that would be a very good sweetheart thing to do?
Oh, you mean nominating your sweetheart or somebody who does this, just somebody who is a sweetheart?
Just somebody who is a sweetheart that you would say, that's a sweetheart, that's a good person.
I have a friend named Angie, and she every single week goes and feeds homeless people. She doesn't just take herself. She takes local high school kids, and she started this little thing where they really learn about love and caring and giving, and they'll go clean up the beach once a week. She gets the sweetheart award because it all comes from love. It's not just, I do charity work and I do this. She's just out there doing it. Literally right now, she jumped on a plane with a whole bunch of pairs of Levi jeans. She bought at Goodwill, and she is in Russia helping out the Pussy Riot girls. I mean, she just does it. She would get my sweetheart award. Because she doesn't talk about it. She does it.
And that's exactly what we're looking for. And we're looking for people doing this. So you guys are writing in already. Yes, you're getting the idea. I would like to, and I also am putting in who will be one of the people is, for those of you who've listened to the show back in the day, is also Amy. And what I'm going to be putting in for that is we're going to put Amy Kavanaugh, because every year Amy goes out and does charity and handles things of giving people socks, things they need. There's individuals over in Jacksonville, Florida, who are living on the streets. Literally, they're at a point where their life is so upset or things are happening, they can't get the foot up to do it. And Patty and me have talked, you know, how we help other people. Amy's one of our people helping that way, so I would nominate her. I would nominate Patty as a sweetheart who goes in and takes the people who are nervous, who are working with psychics and learning this ability, and able to get them to the point of they go in and do the testing, and they get certified because other people can prove they are real. I think that I'm getting all teary-eyed, is a very service. It's a very good service. So those are the kind of things we're looking for. I got all of you guys right, and we know you guys are sweethearts. We know you're sweethearts. We're going to grab the phone because we can't get too mushy. It's still January. Hold on for Valentine's Day. 765, you are live on Psychic Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Doing great.
Great. It sounds like you're having a chip party there. Are you having potato chips without me?
No, actually, I wasn't. I was actually on the headphones, and then until you, because I was actually on the computer and stuff. So. But yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. This is Jethro and Patty, and I need to get your name. And do you have a question, or what would you like to read? Us read about.
My name is Wesley, and I just want to firstly say that in the past reading, you guys have been very accurate. So I was trying to see if. I know I talked to Patty a few weeks ago. Has anything changed between me and Liz? And how about your input on this relationship or friendship, as you can say? Jethro.
Yeah. Hi, Wesley. How are you? I'm so glad you called in.
I'm doing
great.
Yes,
I'm going to let Jethro. Good. I'm going to let Jethro, the love doctor, start out because again, I read you. Go.
No problem. And I do feel the energy with you two is becoming more developed. You said friendship, and I feel that's where the energy of you are going to become more together. I could catch when you started to talk about her and name, I felt the energy even strengthen between what they're telling me is happening. This is not an easy one. This woman is very strong-minded, but so are you, Wesley, and that's what makes the really good loving combination. It's like, you know, you can make soup, and that's what we call soup that's done, or you can make a stew that's going to knock people's sock off. I feel that you two are the right chemistry, the right energy. Here I go with food. I got to warn you, Wesley, that's my favorite thing that they're telling me with you, is that you two are going to be able to deal with this. I do feel there's something that has to be conquered a little bit, and it is something on her side of it, but you've got the male understanding, and you're able to have a listening ear to see here and why and what's causing this with her. I think she's a little grumpy with Cupid. I see her a little here, but I see you guys going more. They're also telling me that there's a part of you, Wesley, that's still looking at where else you want to be. There's something going on with you and your future that you've got to let her know, this is where I'm doing and this is what I've got to have, because I feel from around you and some things that she's picking up that she needs to know you're going to be there for the long haul.
Okay. So you say that when you picked up the energy, it was more of a romantic sense or more friendly? Because I didn't get that part.
Oh, I apologize. I'm picking up that this is a friendly stage that's going to go to more of a romance stage as it develops, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah, which is sort of what I told you very exact same thing about. I got to win that trust over as a friend and let it develop from there and kind of earn that. Trust and relationship.
I'm sure every listener or every guy that's been listening is not patient, and I know that's what we talked about. Is I'm not patient at all, and I'm just
you are
it's
not
frustrating.
So there's a lesson in patience.
Love it.
But you guys
Thank
do
you
see that going to those that what?
Yeah.
Yes.
And like I said, what you've got to do is just go out there and live your full life. That's what's going to draw her to you. It's not you sitting around waiting for her and developing the friendship. Yes, develop the friendship. Develop it into a love relationship. But the more fulfilled you are, the more joyous you are in your life, that's what's going to help draw her in. And that will keep you more patient. The patience isn't so hard when you're really active doing stuff. There must be a lot of other stuff you want to get done in your life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
Do it. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love you, Wesley.
Thank you so much.
Follow along and go into PsychicsGoneWild.com. Maybe you can win her a present. What a beautiful thing to do is give her a gift from Psychics Gone Wild.
Yeah.
I sure will.
And the reason I say that tonight is we have a beautiful set of earrings here that are really nice. I will be showing a picture of them later on the Real Psychics Gone Wild room. They are a picture, and they're beautiful. They're a golden-toned pair of owl earrings. They're very pretty. For those of you who like the dangly type of earring, we've got that there. We've got a couple of you guys going, what else have you got to Jethro? We're giving those away. We've got a couple of stones. We'll be giving some rose quartz away and some ansonite. For those of you who've been reading it and taking the psychic chat room, go in the secret room. I'm giving classes away on free on crystals. I'm trying to talk. I think I'll maybe get Patty to help me on the herbs. And we'll have a magical time in the psychic chat. I got to let you guys know, we do give free readings. We are in there being fun, but you got to go in and join. You have to ask to join. A lot of you guys are trying to write to me that the quickest, best way to do it is to go to Facebook, become a friend of Patty Negri, Jethro Smith, Jan Bach Drakey, Chris White, and then request the psychic chat, and we'll put you right into the psychic chat. And we are having a lot of fun in there. So and those of you who have been in there, Amazonites, the stone to say in the room of Psychic Chat, if you want to play for Win a Psychic, which means you'll get to have one of us psychics a free half an hour reading from one of us. So Amazonites, the secret word. Yes, we are wild and we're having fun. I have someone writing in, Jethro, I got to tease you. I have seven sevens all over. You told me that this would be good and that things would be changed in my life. I'm really nervous because right now, I'm really in love and things are good. If it's changing, does this mean I'm going to have to marry this man? I'm not sure I'm up to that. I'm 67 years old. Oh, my goodness. And I'm wondering, I feel what you're writing me, Denise, if it's doing that it is a good change. Always look at it that way. You remember the old adage of a black cat crosses your path? I love black cats, and I've had it happen in my life so many times. Someone will say, Jethro, you know, do you see that black cat in your path? I'm saying, yes, I'm so glad. I bless the cat as I go by. I make sure it's safe of it, and I go, and I bless the cat because it means just like this blessing. If butterflies are landing on you, it means that they're coming in, new changes. I can tell you that when I start finding change on the ground, it's the angels giving me blessings, more finances. Make sure you pick them up, though. Patty, can you tell people a few things they could do magically to help it keep the magic flowing in their life?
Number one is awareness, really, everything. Again, from the time you get up in the morning, how I've given different tips for how to make even the world's fastest shower into a cleansing shower by throwing a little salt on the floor, by carving maybe a heart in your bar soap or a dollar sign, even when you're on the commode, throwing a little bit of salt in there because all your lower chakras are open when you're on the toilet. And when you're eliminating, really eliminate your fear, your doubt, your procrastination. And then, you know, I'm the panty girl, so what color panties are you wearing today and why? Going into it's all about the awareness and the intent that you're not just like a rudderless ship on the water with no sails and no way to drive the boat, no oars. You're just kind of bouncing around. It's like, I'm going this way. And then, yes, you do allow for the wind to sometimes take you a little different, that dance in between, being aware of the elements around you, the life, your emotions, your thoughts. And if that keeps the magic there, you can't get past it. We lose the magic because we go numb. We go asleep. As soon as you wake up, the magic's everywhere.
I love it. And those of you tuning in, that's exactly it. Now, remember, if you've got a sweetheart, we just got another one, Catherine Stewart in Florida. You just got nominated. You will be receiving a prize, Valentine's Day. Tune in. What's going on? And we've got other people here. Jan Bach Drakey, here's another sweetheart. We're getting some names out here. We're going to have some prizes for you, sweet people and individuals. Patty and me are working here with the magic tonight. I got to laugh. David's writing me, keep up, David. I know you're in New York. There's a lot going on. What are we having? Goals or magic? We're doing magical goals. That's what I'm trying to teach. Don't start a hassle with us. You've got a fight already out there. This is a Libra sun and a Libra moon. You lose. We could talk in 14 directions if we want to. It's allowed in the Venus of love. That's what Venus rules is Libra. So I've got a lot of you writing. We're having a really good time. And by the way, that's what I want to tease some of you newer people and individuals that are learning this. Always laugh about it. I've been getting a lot of students this year who are coming in. What happens if I get that person that doesn't want the reading? And you will get that person. I don't know what it is about individuals, and I will be honest with you. They will come to one of us really not wanting to hear a reading, but maybe like that, looking for a little bit of an argument. I had a person I laugh as a student here that hilariously did not understand what was wrong with the lady. When you get that client that comes to you, and they're giving you that look of bring it on, and they put their arms down, they close themselves off. Never read someone who's their arms crossed, who's just deliberately closing themselves off to you. That's a body language of telling you with it. So you're going to have to work a little bit. And I will tease you, and this is something I learned from a very phenomenal radio and psychic, and what he told me was, he goes, you start this with free. And you understand that. So if they are giving you energy and you're giving energy, it's free. So give them back the free. If someone wants to be argumentative and you know, like you know, that you see something there, instead of arguing, relax, give back the free. I will honestly say it, and she's listening here tonight, and I saw her phone number come up. I will tease you about that, but there are a point for reading. Patty, can you help some of the newer ones? Let's say they're afraid, and they're someone that wants to read, but they're not sure how to go about with the studies. They've done their work. Now they're out there in the public. What's the best advice you would give a new psychic or medium stepping out into the world?
Well, the best way that I kind of did it way back when is, of course, you start out with your friends and drive them crazy, and your family and drive them crazy, and until they just can't stand any more reading. And then guess what? Volunteer your services. Like so many, you know, do it, even if you're doing, you know, at the park, at the beach, at a farmer's market, free readings, donations going to the animal shelter, donations, you're doing at a charity fundraiser. I'm doing a Valentine's event in a couple of weeks with the Hollywood Arts Council, and then our dear friends Sydney and Cheney Park have offered ESP psychics. These are working professional psychics, but it's a really good starting point because, number one, people, you know, they're not, they know it's for a charity cause and you're doing it, and you will get more. And one evening, maybe a couple, 2-3 hours, you're sitting there at a lovely event and you're offering these free readings. The charity's getting some money, you're getting experience, and you'll see how appreciative of it. And that will help you get your confidence and your rhythm.
Very much. And that's what those of you who are listening and loving the fact, this is where we do the teaching and the work of it. I have an individual who told me that they had went for 16 months listening to different types of shows like this. They took that on the road. And I want to say, do not do that. This is a practice to do at home, but put in the meditations, put in the work. If you're listening to Patty be Patty, I got to be honest with you, Patty's a very lovely, sweet person, but there's a lot of back there. I'm sure that if we talk to her husband, there's times he's telling you, oh man, she's doing this, she's doing that. It's like a yoga person. It looks beautiful to see someone do the plow or the lazy dog, but as an experienced person, it hurts like a chihuahua when you're having to do it. We are going to get you to do those extra work. Look inself. Heal thyself to heal others. I can tell you, and that's what we've got a lot of you guys that are writing. You're going, God, you and Patty teach us so much. Definitely. And like Patty said, get with those other people. Your family and the friends are going to be there. We had a test here that we recently did. Go to a place you've never been and make sure it's a slow time so you don't bother the cashier. But ask the cashier, I'm psychic. Would you mind if I give you a few minutes reading? Take that few minutes because it gives you also the habit. I mean, I've had people catch me, and now with knowing me, it's a little scarier. But back in the day, they would grab me at Safeways, one of the stores, la, 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 and they tell you, and even if they're good, you go, okay, that's good. Make sure that person's in the space. It's a good exercise. We're going to tease some of you that are writing, and we know that patties were blue for a job, Jethro. Please let me get through. My patties are turning blue. Trying to get on the phone. Okay, we'll let you get on the phone. You guys have teased me red. I'll let you in. 727, you're on Psychic Gone Wild. I have a Florida number, 727. 727, is that popcorn you're eating, or are you just really popping to see us? What's going on? Okay, 727 is back having a little bit of Jiffy Pop. We're going to let him do that. And 623, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great, now that someone answered me, if your phone would have popped too, I thought we were frying the internet.
I thought it was static. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know. So I have a lot of electrical things in my house, so.
Welcome, this is Jethro and Patty, and I'm sure with the wild you have a question psychically. I'm feeling a person with you, so go ahead.
Oh, great, okay, yeah. I've actually been sick for quite some time, and I've been waiting to get better, and it's not happening, and I want to get better, and I want to, you know, I want doctors who will work with me, and I don't know whether I should stay here in the state that I've been in for years and wait and hope, or if I should try to, you know, move to another state. even though it's really physically difficult for me, because it seems like as time goes by, I really don't have any support here or help, but, you know, I'm willing to, you know, hang in there. But, you know, I want to get better, and I've been researching, and, you know, the thing is, I'm not a doctor. I can't prescribe for myself, and, you know, so I really want, you know, to make it happen, and, but again, I'm not sure if I'm in the right place.
I'm getting that a change of place would be good for you, and it doesn't even really have to be a complete move. You could live in the same place and change all the stuff around you to change the energy. And also, I heard you. I'm waiting. I keep waiting. You're getting too comfortable waiting. I believe, and
exactly.
I know you
That's
really
why
want
I've been
to get.
Doing, yeah, I've been doing so much research, so I can give it to the doctor. I'm like, Can you prescribe this? And he's like, well, let's wait some more and see if this works. And I just want to do it.
No. Then find a new doctor. It doesn't mean a different state or anything. Find a doctor. And now are you looking into alternative methods and things?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, absolutely.
So
I'm
find a doctor willing to do
pretty much
that.
Everything short of, you know, a blender full of scorpions, you know.
Stop that.
If somebody said that would work, I would drink it.
And I love that, and I can relate with you. Mine was I would dance with a pig. I said, get a dress on her. She's going out for the waltz, because it's like whatever it takes to get it to do it, and I can relate with you. You're going to get it to happen because you're healing yourself to heal the others. We were just talking about that energy. I see that force within it. What I also feel that energy that's with you is you've got a family member, somebody that's egging you on. They're there. I keep feeling this energy of there's an answer, there's a thing. I also am feeling that some of like probably the same holistic things are really going to be good, down to the basic drink a little of the aloe vera, you know, that they sell to drink the liquid, doing some things to heal to the DNA. You've got, I see you getting this healed, but I'm also feeling that this is part of why the guides put this in your path, was to get you, you're stubborn girl. I'm just getting that word. That is telling me.
Yeah, I used to be a newspaper reporter, and I thought, well, if I can get better and I can write a book or just whatever, do a blog and just help other people, and just, because there has to be an answer for this, and that's why I've been doing so much research. I have to get better, and, you know.
It's something you are getting better. Change your into the present tense. You know the power of words. I have to get better. You are getting better. Every day, decide that you are getting better. Even without any new medicine, just your thought process. Every day, choose that you are getting a little better. Because our mind has so much to do with it. I mean, I've talked about it before, and I'm not going to talk about my thing. At the age of 30, I was told all this stuff that it's like, okay, you have a brain tumor, you have the bones of an 80-year-old, you have this. I could have, at that point, accepted all that, and I didn't, and I just turned it all around. But I wasn't like, I'm going to get better. It's like, I am better now. Every day I'm better now. So just make sure you're thinking that in the now, not gonna, wait.
Right. Okay.
And you are.
Yeah.
We love you. Get a hold of us someone with the light. If you aren't one of our Facebook fans, I want you to get in with some groups that are surrounding you with this light and pink. Patty's giving you unconditional love, and I see your guides fighting a little bit because you are a strong one. Get with some groups that are going to do it. We'll help you. You know, if you want, privately get a hold of us in that room. I'll help you if you write me stuff with this. I'm a Scorpio. My way is to go in and get the sleuth. I do know some friends that are working with some holistic things up in Colorado. I don't know if you guys do have Hannah. Hannah Kruger was a phenomenal healer that went all over the world. Her church is there in Colorado, where I used to read in Boulder, Colorado. I also am hearing the guides say Native American. I have a couple of friends who have some holistic ways. I know they've healed the C word to healing other things. Like Patty said, they told me I would not get back. I would be at 87% of my facilities. If you look on the picture, I put it up about 3 weeks ago where I was 118 pounds. I was so sick and thin that there wasn't. Long story short, I got blessings, I got a Reiki, I got some other things, and I'm back today stronger than ever. Get in there, we love you, and we'll help you over there, too.
Okay, thank you.
Do it. You're already doing it. If this is about patience and you're learning, and now just jump in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We love all of you tuning in. We've got them really on this number. We didn't know that Patty had something going on. I have a friend who has a brain tumor who's become very upset. Her husband keeps telling her, what does she want to make final? Can you help me, Patty? What would you help me say to my friend about so she can get her husband to stop trying to bury her before her time?
Yeah. She needs to ask for his support and just say what she needs to change her point of view, her understanding. Yes, do whatever you're supposed to do from the doctors, traditional or holistic or whatever that is, but it's all in your attitude. I mean, then so many books have even been written about brain tumor stuff, how I forget the name of the book of the person, how, you know, picture the Pac-Man going in and eating the tumor. And I mean, people gave me all of those kind of things, but more than anything else, it's your attitude. So ask for your husband's support. Don't do any finger pointing. You do this, you do, just say, honey, for me, if you really want to help me, what you can do is this, support me this way, be positive, be this, you know, and whatever it is that you need.
I love that. And that you've got me emotional. I do agree with you. And I do know where you've been. One of the beautiful things is to utilize music. And I can tell you that they didn't know what mine was. There was a lot of doubt, and it was a little bit of awkward. Putting that music onto a spiritual music that I liked helped me through the hard pain of it. I had peripheral neuropathy is what they diagnosed it as. Long story short, I came out of a lot of the situations they had. I know two individuals who did pass. And during that time of my life, I lived in the Rocky Mountains. MS and other things were there. I love what Patty said about the words you're saying, because a lot of other individuals, I was very fortunate to have a friend of mine. I call her my knowledge keeper. She was able to give me the knowledge in different ways to say the things to keep me going. She's like, there is a cure. We still laugh to this day, and I want to thank her and her family. She was the one that I had to have a special thing to get into this man and everything else. And we scheduled the appointment on the phone with a lot of prayers and energy, and I was breathless going, and I went in there very sick going, okay, I don't have a referral. And the most hilarious thing was the man was very psychic. The first thing he said when he looked at me, because I know what's wrong with you. And I was real nervous, and it was a thing. So take that leap of faith. She told me, she goes, I don't care if he needs a referral or not. You're my friend, and I'm not going to see you any sicker. Take that, those of you that are helping the friend, take that initiative. This is your person. This is real, and you're there to help and love them. Don't coach. Just sit and work with them to get that answer. We love all of you. We've got friends writing in. They're going, Jethro, I've got to know what's going on. Patty, every time my sister talks to me about things happening in our family, I get visions of them. I see it running across like a little bit of a movie. I'm not sure if I should tell other people, but I'm writing in tonight. Jethro, you know me from other things. I've had a reading with you. Just please ask her from the friend in Carolina, is this something normal to see little movies when people talk about situations?
Sure it is. Everybody has their gift in different ways. And you're seeing things, and you could take it, it could be literally, there's, you know, that's why there's clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. Some people see, some people hear, some people feel, some people know. You're obviously seeing things, and you could take it two different ways, however you're most comfortable, that you literally are seeing. If you're talking about deceased people, you're seeing the images, you're seeing the spirit. Or you can look at it energetically, that this is the energy of that situation, the energy of those people, and it's able to format. Think matrix, and you're able to form in front of you. So either which way, it's a blessing. You know, and with stuff like that, you just be careful who you're talking to. You know, people who will understand it, that speak to your audience. It's an old actor term. You know, if somebody who's going to just know that they're not going to get it and think they're crazy, maybe you don't talk so much about it. Somebody that you know, like us, or I'm sure you have other people in your world or spiritual world, you can. You don't need to push things on people who aren't going to understand it.
I love that. And remember, the birds of feather flock together. I had a person tease us so much of understanding. Think outside of that. Okay, you're looking at holistic things. Us individuals, those of us who are like this, are in botanicas, we are in candle shops, we are out in places that are selling that natural herb. So you won't maybe find us in those names of places that doesn't sell licorice root and these kind of things. So going into those places, talk and be friendly. I do warn that I used to laugh. I have a place back home that was a whole earth granary, and I would go in and buy these phenomenal things. Two of the ladies there were very silly, very natural people, but they did things that were real kooky. You know, the one lady teased me, well, because what they would do is they would do things like ginger and chew it. I, for years, laughed. Now I'm an avid believer. I was a young person. So when you go in there, look at the knowledge, take it with it, and then take it home. The other lady told me stories of stuff that I honestly, you know today. She swore that she'd blow bubbles and different things she could do. Energies would talk to her. I don't know, but I know she was very psychic. And long story short, I made some very unique friends. So open yourself up outside the box and just wait for the magic to begin. Those of us, they're writing in, Patty, they're really excited. The person's saying that they put their goals down. They realistically did their goals. For the last 4 years, they've been wanting things to happen. They've worked mercifully on them, and yet they say that every time they've done this, they feel like their guides are taking their goals and changing them repeatedly and giving them something else. Is it possible that your angels do not want you to have the goals that you want and you're really in a disagreement? That's a hard one, Patty. I don't know. What do you feel?
Yeah, well, that's what I call the dance. Again, how you have to have your ideas, your goals, and you're moving forward. And, yes, I'm going to go here and do this and be that. And you also, it's the 1 foot here and 1 foot there. And you have to be able, if the universe kind of picks you up and takes you slightly down another path, it's a very fine dance of being, having the clear picture of what you want and what you think, but then being open to signs that, okay, maybe this is actually better. Because as soon as we get too harsh and closed up, no, this is what I want, damn it. Guess what? You're just closing everything up. So you could be, yes, no, this is what I want, and this is what I'm living into. And then like, oh, but what's that over there? Oh, look what the universe is showing me. Oh, wow, maybe that is another option I can try. We have free will, but the universe helps to guide us, but we have to be open to it. It's a dance. It's surfing back and forth and back and forth. Clear, focused goals and eyes open to see another way. Does that answer the question?
I feel it does, and thank you, Patty. You pulled Stump the Jethro, because I was like, and what you did was actually answered it. They're writing back, yes, exactly, Patty, and that's, I thank you, because it makes sense. I sometimes, you guys, and I laugh, we've been talking this over this month really good, and it's good, but right in the middle of the month on it, different ones of us do different goals. I know for me that I have to visualize, I put the goal down, I do the steps of it, I do the patterns, but then I will take my goals with my guides and take it a little bit apart during the year, so I always get what I want. But the thing is, I always really go big. I you know, I've had some of you tease me. We're giving away jewelry today, and what I see and I want to visualize later is psychic's gone wild, and you're winning a car, you're winning some finances, you're winning it out. With those of you know, we gave away money this first year in 2014. Now then, 2015. I want us to give away bigger money. I want us to give away bigger jewels. You know, it would be my pleasure to give you something that would be a couple of $1,000s, even more, on our show. So that's how I do my goals. And I'm one of those people that you need to do it realistically. So I probably would get in all of the rule books, some of them would go. But it works. Find what works for you. Do you know that Edgar Cayce used to put his book there under his pillow and sleep and dream and read the book for years? I did not know that at the time. A lot of my things that I did when I was going through adolescence and school was that. Part of it was I was a night owl and I didn't sleep a whole lot because I was staying up at night and doing things and then going to school in the day. The other part was I worked afternoons. So what I would do is I would take the book with me, hold the book, and I was able to retain that. I know that, you know, I would not have told my children that because I had 5 children at one point I raised very well that would have said, great, you know, Dad didn't read, we don't neither. But I say it, there's where you've got to do it. And I love Patty. Patty brings it into scope so well. Patty, we've got a question here on 3 candles that they found. My son is 12 years old, and we have just recently found out that he's lighting white candles and writing names on them. We found the name Michael and Raphael on 2 of them, and now we seem to think that he's writing this to this girl, Sarah, because this was the 3rd name. My husband's told me that honesty is the best policy. I feel like that if this is magic or he is doing something, I feel lost because I never knew my son was even interested. I listened to this show, but we are in a part of the country that we cannot even discuss this, so I've never brought my children around. Have I hurt my son by not telling him what magic is about?
Well, wow, what he's doing sounds beautiful. White candles, what better? He's giving you archangels, Michael or Raphael, you know, and a girl's name. That makes sense. He's pulling it. We have it all in us. So you haven't done anything wrong, but maybe open him up to some new thought patterns. Ask him why he's doing it. Ask him where he got those names, what those names meant. It's not judging him, telling him it's good or telling him it's bad. It's helping him discover the where's and why's while you find out. I mean, if there doesn't sound like there's anything bad in that, white candles and archangels and a little girl's name, but ask him why. And then let him know there is magic. He's pulling it out of his bloodline. We have all that information in us. Just like, you know, animals are born, they know how to take care of their children. They don't. We have it. We have magic in us. We have our history, our ancestry line. It's in our blood. And children, I had it when I was a child. I was making all sorts of potions and chants and things. Nobody taught it to me. That's what he's doing. It's beautiful.
I agree, Patty. And please be that open parent. You're writing this and asking that. I love that you're doing it. But be the open parent. I can relate with your son as a child with this gift. I found out that my brother's astrology, what color it was and what it did the work. I took the candle, I lit the candle, and I was burning it in hopes of him getting the job he really wanted so he would buy the car that he really wanted so he could take me roller skating, okay? So there was an objective behind it. But what really was the wild thing is I had one open parent and one closed. My mother believed this was something that was very positive and that you were to be able to do it. My father believed that within the church we went to sleep and you never to discuss this and it could bring bad things into the house by doing anything that was not condoned through the Holy Bible. So what happened, long story short, is one parent found it, had a fit, the other parent stuck up for it. Long story short, me and my brother had quite a few years of problems. He wasn't sure what I was doing to him with the candle. So please, open up, do work with your children. You know, you can trust this. I don't think that you know, and I used to hide. Those of you who know, I can relate because I lived in a very rural place that, you know, they would do very intense things for people of this. If you read my first book, Living in a Psychic Realm, I talk about that. My teacher was very magical. We worked about it. And what I think you're really going to find out loving is in this day and time, there's probably a lot more people than you realize doing these things. They're just not, like you said, publicly. But talk to your son. Don't put yourself out, but do definitely do that. My brother and me to this day get along very little over something this silly. I've got a lot of you calling on the phone. I know you're going, Jethro, we do it all week. We want to give you a phone. Get a hold of us on psychicsgonewild.com to get the full reading. This is how you get to know us. If we just read, 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 and you're hearing other people's stuff, I had 14 emails this morning. Jethro, we love your show. Please teach us more. Now I got two of you. Let me on. So I feel like Goldilocks. Nobody's happy in this bear house. 408, how are you?
Hello?
Welcome. Yes, how are you?
Oh, hi. Good. How are you? I'm sure if I was on.
Great. Did you enjoy the show? How are you doing? Tell me honestly, what do you feel about Fridays?
Good. I think it's my first time listening on Friday. It's good. It's a fun show, yeah.
Me and Patty, we're unique. I mean, we've got this magic going. Patty does medium. We do psychic. I can feel you've got quite a bit happening. Give me your name and then and a little bit of what's going here because I'm feeling a little flustered here. Like you've got a question and not, I can only do a couple, but there's quite a bit happening here.
My name's Ola, O-L-A, and I talked to you a couple weeks ago. It's just, looking to change jobs and move and get a relationship, like everything. So I guess wondering what, if anything is going to happen in the next month or so, or any messages that's kind of open.
We both are getting the energy with you. I'm going to go first and I'll give Patty a second. I know there's cards here with tarot. I'm good at tarot, but Patty's a lot stronger on that suit. I'm seeing energies of the wheel. I am seeing the move. I am hearing the guides tell me you're at a point right now to calm before the storm. They're telling me that this is time to gather your instruments, your things that you're going to do to get ready for. I feel there's going to be, I wouldn't say a battle of strength, but I feel there's going to be some really strong things you're going to need to have stuff going for in your favor. I'm hearing the guides tell me that you've been kind of sitting there and wanting there, and I feel there is. Am I correct that you're looking for a person, or there's a person that needs to come into your life that to fulfill what's going on there?
Both. Looking and yeah.
Perfect. I don't mean to be so blunt. I go right in for the heart. I'm either talking food or love.
No, good.
I'm like, I'm glad we're going to be friends. I'm Jethro, the eater, the love guy. What I got what you, the angels are saying here is that that is where it is happening. But the reason that this is going right now through this other is the person is somewhere different than where you are. I don't think that you have to pick up and run off and try to live in Maui, but I do feel you need to find something there in energy that's going to resonate in more of a perfect. You're a round peg in a square hole there. Whatever's going on where you are is very odd. I feel like people there are kind of cliquish, or there's something going on and you're a good person, but they're telling me the financial is going to move you outside of this. I don't feel it's even that far. I don't feel like you have to go across the country. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Are you seeing a new job that pays more, I guess? Is that?
Yes. And I feel that's what the new part and the things happening. But I'm being told by the guys that that's the way to get you there. That's the carrot they're using. I'm not calling you a donkey, but I'm saying they're using that carrot and a stick to go, come with me, girl. Come on, girl. Get out of there, because you're
right.
In a place with a bunch of Lulus or something. I keep seeing that your guys are shaking their head like, oh, my. And I see that being the carrot. I see a better job. But I'm also seeing that this is going to be a little bit of a distance to pull you where eventually you move to the job and you put yourself around it. You have to go a little farther, a couple hours out. I'm getting tears.
Oh, wow.
We used to live in Pasadena and work in L.A. That's what I'm feeling for you. I feel that you're going to be around it because, you know, even the high master Jesus wasn't a master in his own land or the other masters. But that's what I'm feeling. That's what they're telling me. You need to have that transition. And you know why they're doing that? Because you've got some abilities. You're hiding some of it. If you have that alone time, whether it's driving or it's going, your guides can get you to be out there, but they can talk with you. At home, they're not getting through. You're in a place that's keeping your energy down.
Right. Yeah, that's why I'm looking to move. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything he said, I agree completely. And also, there's something, you still have a bad taste about something there. I don't know if it was something gone bad, something gone awry.
Uh-huh. At home
something
or at
you
work?
Haven't quite. Just in your life, whether it's at home or at work, it's just in your head. It could be either. Something that felt that you're. It sour is the word I got.
Oh yeah.
So you need to really.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what that is.
Work.
Okay, so it's time to really let go of that. Yes, moving on is going to help you to do that too, but just be aware and let go. It's time to let go because it is time for really great new things. And I agree with everything Jethro said, so I don't have anything to add to that. Right on.
Thank you.
Right on.
We're on Friday. Right on, baby.
Right on.
We love you, Colleen. You have to go to psychicsgoingwell.com. I got to give a prize away because we got people over here wondering what I'm doing. I'm being Friday. I'm Psychics Going Wild. We love all of you guys. We've been a little bit short on some of the things that we went to the last minute. I didn't get to give a prize away to those of you that were listening in Thursday night, last night. We had another individual that won. Mary Peterson was the winner. I want to also tease those of you who came in. She is in Seattle, Washington. We have some petrified wood tonight. That was the other thing I wanted to tell you, and I apologize. I'm a little runner out. I have so many offices. Isn't that a great thing to say? See what I do with my blessings? I have so many offices, I don't know what to do in them. No, I know what to do. I have to work. There's messes all over. I have so many offices, I need to get some help cleaning them up. What I've got here is we've got Retina Bouchard. You are the winner. And you wrote down, I definitely want to win on Fridays, and if I can't win, I'll wait till Friday. Well, you waited, girl. You got it there. I don't know what that means, but you obviously did the right intent because I just pulled your name on Friday. I want to tease you. You just emailed us today, and it is Friday. So you do know what day it is, right? So I'm going to tease you a little bit, Retina. You're the winner. Take the petrified wood. Remember to carry petrified wood when you're ready to take that next step. Those of you who do meditations, put it in your hand that goes incoming. That's your left hand. Hold that energy. Resonate with it. Feel the energy. Then put it in your right hand where it's outgoing. Feel the energy of it. Make sure you're doing 7 chakra meditation and let me know. I want to thank all of you guys that have contacted us. You'll be getting some rose quartz too, Retina. I welcome you for calling. I hope I'm saying your name right. It's Retini. So it may be Retina, but I love it anyway. It's a cool name. Don't change it on the count that Jethro's having trouble speaking today. I've got to write it. Patty, we want to know really quickly, what else have you up to? Is there any TV shows or anything we can look forward to seeing?
Yeah, I think sometime this month, this is going to be a silly little one. I think there's a show on the Reels channel called Hollywood Hillbillies. and it's kind of like the reality version of the old Beverly Hillbillies. But I did an episode where actually, I guess it's supposed to air this next month, where actually they kind of crossed over with, and we went to Adrian Malouf's house. She used to be a housewife of Beverly Hills. And I got to give readings on air, to on TV, to the cast and to Adrian and some American Idol people. So that should be really fun. And also this week on the not psychic world of things, but TV, I just finished shooting something I started last month called Tornado Alley. And that was a plain old acting job. I got to be mom of a teenage girl who got caught in a tornado. And last month we shot all the interiors, and this month we got to shoot the tornado. And it was so cool about it is I got to watch them make a tornado. They're scary. But, you know, in a 50-foot area, the great big sprinklers and the wind machines and fog machines and people throwing bricks and cinder blocks made of foam and leaves and creating this whole chaos, you know, and then 20 feet away, it's warm and sunny. It was really cool. I was like a little kid. I was like a little kid in a candy store watching old-fashioned movie magic, because it's not CGI. It wasn't computer generated. It was all based on the acting and how we did, and in a good old-fashioned, that kind of in-the-moment special effects making it happen. So I just finished shooting that the other day. And I've got three shows, knock on wood. There's this big reality thing in Washington, D.C. at the end of the month. And I have three different shows, three different sizzle reels going out. So fingers are all crossed. Thank you for asking.
I love asking. And those of you who are fans, you know where to go. Ryan, you know, you're into tornadoes. My youngest son's riding here. He's like, this is cool. He's a Patty Jan fan is what we call him, because
hey. He
loves those two hosts on here. He has to like me, he says, but he still loves them. So we're going in.
We love you. But yeah, if anybody Facebook, you could see some of the tornado pictures on my Facebook pages. They're kind of fun.
I love it. You guys go in, tune in. Those of you who haven't, make sure you make friends with us on Facebook. We got to slide in. This is the home plate. We got 4 minutes to spare before they kick us out of the door. 770. What do you know, 770?
Hello, Jeffro.
Hi. Hello. We got out of 15.
We got Maddie here.
Hi. Oh, well, honey, I love you. Oh, my sweetie, how you doing?
I've been enjoying all your emails you've been sending me. It's like, oh, my God, some interesting stuff.
Thank you. I love
that
stuff.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
But I just want to know, ask you guys what you see for me for the new year coming up, you know. And I'm open to whatever you have to say. I'm open.
Oh my gosh, Maddie. I love you, and I know Janine helped you with your healing. I know, and I'm feeling the healing. It's been a while since Janine that I've read with you, and you're such a sugar. I'm just so glad you're one of our fans, and I just love you, Joe. I know you'd won, and you deserve to win more. I feel I'm picking up with this that they're telling me that there's a man that's in your life that is going to be more stronger, old-fashioned, or looking to be part of your life, and I see love more than I'm seeing with the health. I feel like you've been healed enough that the guys are saying it's time for you to get out there and do the dance.
Oh, wow. You know, Jeff, I am talking to someone, but he lives in California, and he does want our relationship to go forward. But hopefully he'll come this way and come to visit in April. Do you see that happening?
Patty, fly out. Patty's in California. She can get in.
Yeah, fly on out. Bring him out.
No,
yeah, I do. This feels really good. Also,
here. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I'm cutting in and out. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what that last thing was. Can you hear
us? I said, you know, he's supposedly come visit me in April.
Good. That feels good to me. That feels right. This sounds like a developing relationship. Also, I feel more music coming into your life. Are you involved in music somehow? Singing, choir, listening? He's into music. As soon as you got on the air, I felt music, or at least if you don't sing it, play it or whatever, add it to your life.
Okay. No, I don't sing, I don't play, but I do listen. And I do love to dance.
Okay.
And I love to dance.
Okay, well, Oh, there's music there. So take that music in, because I'm seeing that just adding a whole other level of richness.
We love you, Maddie.
Okay.
You also were voted in as Psyche's Gone Wild. I, Jethro, nominate you as the sweetheart who's always sticking up for us, always making me keep the dream alive when I send the emails, keeping everybody's newsletters. You rock. I love you. Tune in to Valentine's Day.
I love you too, guys. Thank you.
We are going wild. We got to get ahead of those of you came in from Facebook, 813-925-786. I'm sorry. We've also got 431-202. I have to do it. They just put that 90-second song, which means that me and Patty got to tell you where to get a hold of us, then we got to run out that door before they shut it on us.
Well, yeah, look us up both. You can find us both at PsychicsGoneWild.com. You can find us both on Facebook, both that Psychics Gone Wild and our individual. You can find me at PattyNegri.com, PattyNegri.com, Twitter, all those things. Where can they find you, Jethro?
Same thing Patty said. Also, JethroSmith.net is my website, JethroSmith.net. Remember to schedule online. Please, I've got the three phones, you guys. It can get you on. You can get in so much quicker. Just go online and schedule. I have a schedule right there, whether you want Washington, D.C., telephone, Skype, or Tampa. Love all of you guys. Got to tease you really quick. Remember, if you're wearing amber and you want the psychic protection, don't bring in other intents. Some stones will do that. For those of you that are learning, amber is a perfect protection, but amber is a wood resin, so if you bring in people, the stone can be very little of it. It's like bringing the vampire to your house and saying, don't bite my neck. If you didn't bring them in, they can't see that neck. We love all of you guys. Tune in next week. We'll be here. We'll have some fun. And remember to win those prizes, because we want you to win.